Which one, the new one?
About a dozen old-timers in blue jeans and cotton shirts sit around a long table in what looks like a classroom.
Everybody's got a loaner or brought their book with them today?
Dr. Lois Krosick is at a white dry erase board at the front of the room. The subject is thought patterns, hardwired in combat, and distorted or dysfunctional in everyday life.
I had an altercation with somebody.
Former Marine infantryman Bob Lacey shares a recent experience as an example.
I went home and got my pistol, and it was like being in a mental blackout. By the time I got back over there, they were still parked, and I jumped out of my car with the gun waving, and I mean, they took off. And I ended up chasing him down.
Lacey says it was a high-speed chase. On the board, Dr. Krosick outlines what went down.
What do you guys think Bob might have been thinking? What was going through his head as this guy starts? Something's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Something's wrong with this guy.
All the guys in this room have post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. They saw something terrible or experienced life-threatening events in Vietnam 30 or 40 years ago.
As we came up to it, we could hear the women and children crying inside.
In a smaller group after class, Marine Corps machine gunner Greg Daniels says he's never forgotten the time his company saw a family hiding inside a tiny bunker.
And we had guys who were small enough to go in there and get them out, but the captain told this one rifleman just to throw a grenade in and kill him. And I was standing right next to the bunker, and I couldn't believe it that this particular captain told this kid to do it. And what I couldn't really believe is the kid did it without even questioning, and we just killed him right there on the spot.
A big issue that a lot of them deal with is feeling misunderstood.
And that's why Dr. Krosick says group sessions work so well for veterans.
Nobody could possibly understand what they've been through and the difficulties they're having in dealing with it, but their peers do understand.
I had regressed into depression and long bouts of isolation, and quite angry outburst at some of my closest friends. I alienated myself from relatives and others.
Retired Air Force pilot Alfred Rivers says it took him 30 years to admit to himself that he might have a mental illness.
One reason I thought that I was a pretty tough guy.
And tough guys don't talk about their problems, especially while on active duty. Rivers says he didn't want to face the criticism.
I suppose you'd make some comment about, like, I don't want to fly with you, or, you know, if you're going to have to put your faith in a psychiatrist. But the other part of it, you probably wouldn't be allowed to fly.
The Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is trying to change that. The nonprofit advocates for troops in matters of national policy. At the top of its legislative agenda, changing the military's attitude towards returning troops who seek help for post-traumatic stress disorder.
I came back from Iraq in 2003.
Founding member Ray Kimball says for him, it's personal.
And I saw a police car stop by the side of the road, and it was a speed trap, and I saw his radar gun out, and before I knew it, I was turning my wheel and I was getting ready to accelerate and ram him. Because for a split second there, I thought that I was back in combat. And that was when I realized that I needed to get help.
The movement to recognize PTSD's lingering effects is gaining traction in Southern California. The nonprofit D.D. Hirsch Mental Health Center recently dedicated its annual award ceremony to mental health in the military. D.D. Hirsch Board Chairman Andrew Rubin told the audience about how the fear of stigma prevents people from getting help.
Those attitudes are especially powerful in the military, sometimes at great cost. One out of every three homeless men is a veteran.
Veterans from past wars and mental health advocates say troops coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan shouldn't suffer the same consequences, and that leadership can help. They say senior military officers from the front lines need to be open about getting help for the mental effects of trauma and should openly encourage their soldiers to do the same. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.